All right, we're taking up the Rush. It's in Os Yud Ches, in Perek Rishon. We'll skip the first paragraph, since we dealt with that those issues already. And we'll start at the Gemara. We'll start with the Gemara. Yeah, we can read through it quickly. I'm just not going to record it because it's basically the pshat in the Gemara. All right. I mean, I'll record some of it. It says like this: My samach lemincha, ilayim samach lemincha gedola amaylo ha ika shows tuva. There's the Gemara wants to know the halachas in the Mishnah that right lo yeshev adam lechol lo laborski la sapar, all these cases. So which mincha are we talking about? The Mishnah says samach lemincha. So it says if you tell me mincha gedola, why not? There's ika shows tuva. Nerz Lacham would never make such a halacha gezeira like that. Ella samach lemincha ketana. Rather, it means samach lemincha ketana. We already explained a couple of weeks ago that that makes sense because mincha ketana is a separate chaloshem. You can't look at it as just one big zman of mincha when the gavra is chayev. But there's a separate chaloshem mincha ketana. So therefore, you can use that institution as a point to create halachas surrounding it. Okay. So ela samach lemincha ketana vim hischilo ein mafsikin. And the Mishnah says, and if you start, ein mafsikin. If you start a suda, then you don't stop. Lame to have it to yufte the Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, the Rebbe Amar Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, kevin shegiyas matfilas amincha, also lo ladam shiitam klom kadam shiispal tfilas amincha. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi, you're going to have a problem, because Rabbi Shua ben Levi said in Brachas that it's asal adam sheyitam klom. Okay. In other words, if you learn the Mishnah as being, so there's two questions. There's one question is that if you tell me it means mincha gedola, there's no reason to make such a takana. Moreover, it's going to be a kasha on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, because he said it's also litom klom. So now it's going to be impossible for him to learn this Mishnah, because if it's also litom klom and you're talking about mincha gedola, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is openly going against the Mishnah. There'll be no Mishnah, no Tana to support his view. He'll be going openly against it. Since our Mishnah says imischilo ein mafsikin, and he holds it's also ladam shiyitom klom. So liolam samach lemincha gedola. No, really, we can establish it as mincha gedola. Okay. Now at this point, the Gemara seems to be dealing only with the first question. It's forgetting about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. All right, we'll come back to that. So it says no problem. We can really learn mincha gedola. Ah, Yakasha was, there's so much time in the day. Oh, Uvitasporis ben Alasha, Velola Merchatz, Lakula Milsa de Merchatz. So either we're talking about Tasporis ben Alasha, which was a very lengthy kind of a haircut. Velola Merchatz, Lakula Milsa de Merchatz. It means like spending a day in the spa. Velola Laborski, Laborski Gedola. Velola Echol, Besuda Gedola. Velo ladun betchilas din. So in each case, it's the very nature of that activity is extremely lengthy. So therefore, the chumka, it makes sense for them to make gzeira even by mincha gedola. Ravacha breida Rav Yaakov Amar liolam betasporos didon ulachachila mylo gzeira shemi yeshaber hazug. V'lo l'merchatz la'zeya ba'almo u'l'chila mylo shemi yisalfa. So Rav Acha came along and said, no, I could tell you it really means a regular activity. Not an activity that by its very nature is very lengthy. And he gives an ukimta for each case, why it can end up being lengthy. Right? The scissors will break. Shemi Yisalfa, he might not feel well, he'll get faint. Velo Laborski, Afila Yunibi Alma, Lachila Milo, Dil Machazi Pseda, Bizvine, Umatrid. He'll become torrid in the whole process over there in the Borski, in the tannery. Velo Lechel Basuda Katana, Chila Milo, Zera Dilma Asilim Shuche. And even in Suda Katana, perhaps he'll end up, he'll become a lengthy Suda. Velola dun, bigamar din, really it's even bigamar din, uchila mailo, dilma chazu taimi, visasridina. Maybe they'll find reasons, they'll undo the whole din, they'll basically be starting all over again, or they'll be involved in long shaklavitaria, whatever, however you want to learn. Okay, bottom line is Ravacha wanted to say that no, you could really learn the Mishnah as mincha gedola. And it doesn't have to be these unusual cases. You can learn the Mishnah plain. Doesn't mean a Suda Gedola. It means a regular Suda. The regular Suda that every person eats daily. And nevertheless, the Chumim, it would make sense that they would make such a Gzera. Okay? Like by Suda, let's lose Suda. Because Dilma Asilim Shuche. Okay. So now, Rabbeinu Tam. By the way, I mean maybe we should just take one stop here. In other words, I'm not sure if I really have a clear definition here. I'll be honest. In other words, what would you say is the machlokes between the Tanakh? You know, the first answer. And Ravacha bar Yaakov. The first answer is that we're talking about Suda Gedola, etc., for all the other cases. And Ravacha bar Yaakov is saying, no, it could be regular activities, but in each one we have a certain concern that it'll end up becoming a lengthy process. Can we give a definition to each side? See, offhand, you'd say that the first answer makes more sense. Even though the first answer is dachik, in the sense that they're unusual cases. He's establishing the mission in an unusual way. But it makes sense insofar as that the very nature and shame of that activity is that it's not something that it's not like it's not set up to be stopped in the middle. Its very nature is that it goes to completion, and it's a lengthy process. Guy can't take a half of a haircut of Ben Alasha. Guy's not going to stop. No one's going to stop in the middle of such a thing. It's not like Omei to be to naturally stop in the middle. And so is true, I think, of all the cases. In other words, once you're asuk, you take it to its end point. So it's the very shame of that activity that it has a real problem and a conflict with the person's, you know, that it'll lead to Shema Yishkach, that he won't do mincha. That's the first Manda Amar. It's the very shame of the activity, the very nature of the activity. But Ravacha bar Yaakov, see, his approach is better because in the sense that he's not establishing the Mishnah in a far-out set of cases, unusual cases. The Mishnah is written, Meisim b'chol yom. The average person, every day. But he's willing to include these extraneous, these extraneous factors. That's what he's a little bit. I find it more difficult to define, but I'm just trying to at least set up what the two sides are. But what exactly is the definition? The machlokas, that escapes me still. I don't know if this gets us any closer. In other words, maybe it's one side is saying the whole problem here is Shema Yishkach V'Yifsha. So he holds it only they prohibited, though they asked for those activities whose very nature is Shema Yishkach. That's the very nature of the activity. And Rav Acha by Yaakov says, no. Doesn't have to be the nature of the activity, as long as that activity can partake of that, of the objective of the takana, that's enough to make it usser. Right, in other words, a suda katana, the shame suda katana, does not, in no way, does that shame have any connection to Shema Yishkach. It's a quick thing. It has very little duration. It's not an involved thing. I mean, both qualitatively and quantitatively. We'll just leave it like this for now. Maybe we'll come back and see if we can give a better definition. If we can. Okay, let's go further. So now, Pasak Rabbeinu Tam, the Hilchasa Kalishna Kama Besuda Gedola, O Betchilas Din, Eimas Chilin, the Hachimi Mashmal Kamen, the Kaboy Meimasai Ascholas Din, Almavid, the Betchilas Din Iri. So Rabbeinu Tam Paskin like the Lishna Kama, okay, that it's a Suda Gedola, and Mincha Gedola. And he wants to bring a raya, the fact that the Gemara then explores when is the haschala of din, for instance. So he learns when the Gemara explores all the haschalas, that's a raya that it's going according to the, especially since it starts off, it has haschalas din, so you see it's going according to the idea of the activity whose very nature is has a hisaskus and a length that will lend itself to Shema Yishkach. That's the very nature of the thing. So the Rosh says, V'lav rayahi. Rabbeinu Tam's raya is no raya. The matzin and lameima, the meforish haschalas din, mishum the schiloway mafsikin, kamoshim meforish haschalas mercha at Zaborski. So he says, no. He says maybe they're exploring the haschala, not because they hold like a suda gedola, for instance, or the haschala sadin, but rather they did it because of the other halach in the Mishnah, the hischiloei mafsikin. So therefore, they wanted to define what is haschala for that halacha. But it could really be talking about even a not the lengthy activity. The guy just went in lahazeya ba'alma. When's the beginning of that process? Or when's the beginning of a suda? Could be a suda katana. Okay, so the Rush knocked off that raya. But nevertheless, miyunira the hilchos kalishna kama. But nevertheless, he actually paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. Mishum the stoma da hashas kamala the hainu ravashi the hubas raw shesider hashas the hilchos kavase legabe ravacha bar Yaakov. So he says, no, he says, because the Lishna Kama is the stoma. And that's, of course, Rav Ashi was the one who ordered, who wrote the Shas, or ordered the Shas, put it together, compiled it. And therefore, he's Basra, and Allah is like him against Rav Acha bar Yaakov. So you have the Stama, that's the Lishnakama, and you have Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Well, we hold like the Stama, because that's Rav Ashi. Okay? Va'o, the Hilchos of Kedivrei HaMekel, B'divrei Sofrim. Moreover, this is a Machlokas to Rabbanan, and the Halachas, Kedivrei HaMekel, B'divrei Sofrim. That's it. The Rush had no qualms. Simply paskening the Halacha based on that rule. I don't think today people take halacha kedivrei hamekel bedivrei sofrim seriously. So that's the Rush's psak. Yeah, we'll come back to hilchos kedivrei hamekel bedivrei sofrim when we get to the riff and the Rambam and those guys. Okay, anyhow, hilchach mutar lahaschil besuda ketana. Alright, now this is we got to really pay attention. How the final, you know, halacha, according to them, the Bali Tosis, how it all, shapes up. Hilchach, mutar lahaschil besuda ketana, samach lemincha gedola. Therefore, you could start a suda ketana by mincha gedola. Right? Because since we hold like the Lishna Kama, it's only going to be a suda gedola that you can't do. Vim hischila besuda gedola eimav seikin. And if you start a suda gedola eimav seikin, which according to Tosfos means even hischila be iser, if you recall. Afilu mishiagia zman mincha ketana. Delo kaimelan kerab Yeshua Malevi de omar kevet shigia zman ha mincha osolola adam shiitom klum ad shi yispalel. Okay, because we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who said that once you get the Zman Mincha, okay, which Tosfos is learning must mean Mincha Ketana, it's Asalo La'adam Shiyitam Klum. Okay? The Beperek Tfilas HaShachar, Pasek, the Lok, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Gemara there openly says, on Chaf Ches Amud Beis, that we don't pasek like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi regarding that halacha. Okay? So, therefore, if you start a Suda Gedola, the fact that it becomes mincha ketana, it makes no difference. Same halacha. Im eschilo, eim afsikin. Okay. So you would think at this point that mincha ketana doesn't register. Simply the Mishnah says you're not allowed to make a suda gedola by mincha gedola. And then all the halachas of the Mishnah come into play. You know, it'd be kovei the suda then. If you started beheter, certainly a mafsikin, according to Tosis, even if it's chilo b'isser, a mafsikin. And that's it. Nice and simple. Not that simple. V'im tomar, cave on the lo paskin and kerib Yeshua ben Levi, im kein nukma l'masnisen b'mincha ketana. Aval bid gedola ye mutter lahaschil afilo besuda gedola. De lo mukmi masnisen b'mincha gedola v'suda gedola ela mishum de lo tikshi the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Va'anan lo svira le kevase. Okay. So, this is the same point that Tosfos makes. And a very strange thing emerges from here that requires a definition. So let me explain. So the Rush's kasha is, one second, but if we don't possibly like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, so let's let Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi disappear now. So if you remove Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi from the equation, so the Gemara's reason for what he called, we can now put the Mishnah back. In other words, we could put the Mishnah back as Mincha Ketana. Okay, we don't have to worry about it anymore. We could put the Mishnah back as Mincha Ketana, but by Gedola it'll be Mutter Lahaschil Afilu Besuda Gedola. Take Rabbi Yeshua out of the equation, Let's forget about the problem of how Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is going to work out the Mishnah. Okay, we don't need the whole thing. We don't hold like him. So why don't we just simply learn now that the Mishnah is in fact Mincha Ketana. We don't have to worry about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi who said also litom klum, right? And we'll say that it's Mincha Ketana. And by Gedola, we'll say you could start even a Suda Gedola. Okay, just simply remove Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi from the whole story. So why can't we go back to the that other possibility? Now, what's funny is that, of course, the Gemara had another kasha. Right? The Gemara's other kasha was that it had a bitnia. How could you have the halacha im hischilu eim afsikin by mincha ketana? It's funny that it sounds like the Rush is not worried about that. All of a sudden, he's more worried, more concerned about the kasha that was on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. What happened to the other kasha? Bitnia im hischilu eim afsikin. How could the Mishnah say that if we're talking about Mincha Ketana? Wasn't that the... Didn't that sound like that was the reason why the Gemara moved to Mincha Gedola as well? Okay. The lo mukmi must nisim be Mincha Gedola v'su de Gedola el mishum lo tikshi the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Right, the whole reason why. Right, Vainan lo sphere like Kavase. Yeah. Yeah, hold on 1 second. In other words, the Gemara's kasha was like this. The Gemara asked the question, right? Is it Mincha Gedola? So why not? Ha'ika shows biyom tuva. So now, rather, you're going to tell me it means Samach Lemincha Kitana. So the Gemara had two kashas if you say Samach Lemincha Kitana. One is im ischilo ei mafsigin. Why should that be the halacha? Moreover, name it to have it to yufter, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Damer Rabbi Yeshua Levi. Kevin shkiyaz man tefilas amincha. Also, adam shiitam klum kodesh spal tefilas amincha. So then the Mishnah will be against Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Right? The Mishnah will be absolutely against him. Because he said that you can't even have te'ima by tefillah samencha. But if you tell me the Mishnah's tefillah is mincha ketana, you see that you can have te'ima. Because you're going to tell me the Mishnah says, v'mischilo, ein mafsikin. But now if you take Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi out of the equation, right? So now, you don't have to be forced out of it. Now you could say it is mincha ketana. And we don't hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So that's why if im hischilo ei mafsikin, there's no iser te'ima, you could eat. But what about the first kasha? What about the other kasha? Right? That's what I'm asking. What about im hischilo ei mafsikin? Why did that disappear? Okay. All right, hold on a second. We'll come back to that in a second. All right? I hope it's clear to everyone. So now he answers, V'yesh lomar d'nehi d'lo kaimalon kivosei b'hod d'osa litom klum kodim shiyispalel el amuto lechol peros. While it's true that we don't hold like him regarding the matter that he said that you're not allowed to be toim before you daven, but rather it's mutter to eat peros, meaning rather we hold it is mutter lechol peros, no problem. Baha mia kaimalon kivase shim hischil lechol samach lemincha ketana shemafsek midalo mishani lo kaimalon k'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So he says, since the Gemara never rejected Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, in our Gemara, it never said no kasha about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi because we don't hold like him. So Tosis is learning. The only thing that, the way that our sugya is learning is like this, that when the Gemara says we don't paskin like him in brachas, it means that there's an iser te'ima. That, we tell Rabbi Yishuv Halevi, is not true. You could have te'ima by mincha before you daven. You could eat fruits and vegetables, no problem. But, so insofar as the what you can't eat, we don't hold like him. But in fact, the Gemara is not rejecting the idea that there is in fact an Isser Achila related to Zman Mincha Ketana. There is an Isser Achila related to Zman Mincha Ketana. Okay? And not only is there an Isser Achila by Mincha Ketana that now relates, of course, not to Te'ima, but to Seuda. Not only is that true, but also what's true is there is the quality of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi's halacha, which is that it'll come out, instead of te'im, it'll be se'uda. But the halacha will be by mincha katana, mafsikin. Now, just like before you said, aser litom means you can't have any, can't eat anything before, so we're simply removing the idea of you can't eat anything. But now we're replacing it with the idea of se'uda. So now it turns out that Usr Lechol Suda by Kodim Shiaspalel by Mincha Ketana. And therefore, what's the halacha? Im Hischila Mafsikin. You're just replacing, you're removing Te'ima and now replacing in his halacha. That's the one thing we argued with him. But the concept itself, we didn't argue that in fact there is an Isser Achila, but that Isser Achila is im hischilu mafsikin. And that's the very reason why the Mishnah cannot be mincha ketana. Even though we reject Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, nevertheless, our Mishnah cannot be in accordance with his idea that we don't reject, which is that it's usur to be koveya suda, and if you do, mafsikin. So therefore, it can't be our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says in mischilo e mafsikin. So our Mishnah must be talking about mincha gedola, that you can't start a suda gedola by mincha gedola, but if you do, ain mafsikin. Okay? I know it's a little confusing, but that's exactly what he says. Yeah, go further. He even says it. Okay, I think that all means Mila. Okay, Usuda Katani Hisuda Kol Adam Zui Shitas Rabbeinu Tam Veri Shematir Lahaschil Besuda Katana Samach Lamincha Gedola Vimhischil Besuda Gedola Ein Mafsikin Afilu Higiyas Man Mincha Katana Uvavad Shieshlo Shahos Lispalel Achar Shiyigmar Sudaso. Vim hischil echel samach la mincha ketana, yafsik kishi agiyaz man tfilas amincha. But if you start eating samach la mincha, then the lacha is mafsikin when zman mincha arrives. So you have the result is really requires an explanation, because we're after all the ins and outs, what do you have? It comes out that our Mishnah is Mincha Gedola. And the Isser is to start a Suda Gedola. And the Halacha is in Mischilu Ein Mafsikin. And Ein Mafsikin means for the rest of the day. Provided, of course, there's Shahos Bayom. That you're not actually going to cancel Mincha because of the Suda. But, although this is not the topic of our Mishnah, nevertheless, in fact, there is an Isser to be Koveya, even a Suda Ketana, by Mincha Ketana, and there the Halacha is, Im Hischilo Mafsikin. So I think, if you have any other questions, what's the formulation here? Very confusing. Very confusing business, to say the least. Yeah, if you look at the Tosis, by the way, see, he notices the Rush doesn't bring out the problem, but Tosis does. Yeah, go back to the Tosis of Tasporis Shel Ben Alasha. He actually brings out this problem very clearly, actually. It's, if you go down three lines in the wide lines of that Tosis, right in the middle of the line, Umihu. He says like this, Umihu, Samach Lemincha Katana, Aser, Afilu Suda Katana, Vim Hischilu, Mafsikin. And if you start, you have to be Mafsik. Fiafal Gavda Hashas. Elav the Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Hava Mukila besuda katana v'samach lemincha katana v'mischilo e mafsikin. Yeah, that's beautiful the way he puts that. He says even though the shas, if it really wasn't bothered by Reb Yeshua ben Levi's position, it really would have established our mishnah as suda katana. In other words, it would have learned the topic of our mishnah is suda katana. And then what would have been the halacha by suda katana? That you can't be koveya su the katana, but nevertheless, what would be the halacha if you did? Aim of seeking. But velo kaimel on Kareb Yeshua ben Levi, kidama peteret tzvias ha-shacha, mikol makam keva de masik has stam ha-shas, hachi mashma de baha, dim hischilo mafsikin, kaimel on kavasei. But now what? Now that the stam shas doesn't seem to ever reject Reb Yeshua ben Levi, and Reb Yeshua ben Levi is in play. Minus, like he says at the end, V'dafka b'hadamar la solitom, afilo peros, lo kaimalan kavase. In other words, we reject the object of the isser, right? And there was the type of eating that's usser. That's what we rejected. But in fact, his idea remains. So now that it's not the topic of the Mishnah, in fact, we conclude that you can't be kovei asuda, and if you do, mafsikin. But we would have been very happy that if Reb Yeshua ben Levi didn't exist, we would have established our Mishnah as being Mincha Katana, and then the halacha would have been Mafsikin. I mean, what's going on here? What is this? Very very flexible halacha. If you establish the Mishnah as Mincha Katana, then the halacha is a Mafsikin. But now that it's not the Mishnah, and you don't, now it's from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, now we say Anachanami, now we say Mafsikin. So it's like two sides of the same coin. The way I asked it was, what's going on here? When it comes to Suda Gedola and Mincha Gedola, there you say a Mafsikin. But when you come to Mincha Katana, now you say a Mischilu Suda Katana, Mafsikin. I mean, shouldn't it be the same halacha by Imischilu Ein Mafsikin? And Tosis takes it even Mineu Bay in a way. I mean, it's not really a Mineu Bay, but it comes, like, logically it is. It's like a very amorphous halacha that if you would tell me it's the Mishnah, then Echanami, we could say Imischilu Ein Mafsikin. But now it's not the Mishnah, now we say Hischilu Mafsikin. What is going on here? How is it you could just make a difference between Mincha Gedola and Mincha Katana, and then within Mincha Katana, you could say this, you could say that. How do you understand this? I hope I brought out the problems well. Because I think that really, those are the problems. Oh, and adding, and the third question, it's, if there's another side to a coin, there isn't, so I don't know, go on the top of the coin, okay, is the Gemara really had two problems. What happened to the Gemara's Kasha, that if you learn it's Mincha Katana, Imis Chilowei Mafsikin, Bit Miya, Rashi says, what do you mean? What happened to that Kasha? Why aren't you worried about that? So to get, that's of course, that's Yerichai, that's it. So the answer is the reason why the Rush didn't deal with it. Right, that answer you can get out of the way quickly, but it just brings you back to the other two questions. The answer is, of course, now it's Pashut. The Rush didn't deal with that problem because he understood that it is answered, because really we hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And therefore, we really have an Isser of Suda Katana by Mincha Katana. And there, in a Chanami, the Lacha is, Im Hischilu, Mafsikin. So it's as far as the way it turns out, L'maskana, you know, the Gemara is good. There's no kashas against Tosa's position from the Gemara. They're answering that question. It's just not the topic of our Mishnah. That's how Tosus learns. There's that kasha was that you can't learn the Mishnah as Mincha Katana, because you can have a problem in Eschilo, Eimav Sikin. So Eina Chanami, it's not the Mishnah. The Mishnah is really Mincha Gedola. But, really Eina Chanami, by Mincha Katana, the Halacha is Mafsikin, like the Gemara asked. But Tosus admits it didn't have to be that way. They really could have. If there was not Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, they would have established the Mishnah as Mincha Katana. What happened to that Kasha? That's what I'm asking. I'm asking what happened to that Kasha, according to Tosus, who is saying that if it weren't for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it would be no problem to learn the Mishnah his way. I'm not his way. I mean, to learn the Mishnah as Mincha Katana. But again, if you don't want to go through all the ins and outs of the Gemara and not get all this confusion, let's just isolate it. The Tosus holds you could learn Mincha Katan in one of two ways. You could either say, Im Hischilu Ei Mafsikin, or you could say, Im Hischilu Mafsikin. I mean, why do you have that option? What are the svaras there? And moreover, why is it different than Mincha Gedola? Where there, nobody holds Im Hischilu Mafsikin, of course, because that's the Mishnah. Im Hischilu Ei Mafsikin. Why is that? Why is Mincha Gedol different than Mincha Katana? And then what's the question within Mincha Katana? I mean, that's the simplest way to ask the question. By the way, what Tosa is saying is also embedded in the Rush. Because the Rush said, why, if we don't hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, so why can't we just simply learn our Mishnah as Mincha Katana? Which means, ipso facto, he held that by Mincha Katana, you could have said, Eimav Sikin, because that would have been the Mishnah. I mean, everything's in the Rush and the Tosa exactly the same. It's just Tosas openly asked that Kasha, where the Rush didn't openly ask that Kasha. But it's implied. Get rid of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, say the Mishnah is Mincha Katana, and in a Chanami, the Halacha would have been, Im Hischilu, Eimav Sikin. I think to answer this particular problem, it's like this. You see, by Mincha Gedola, we say, Im Hischilu Ei Mafsikin L'chuli Alma. Why is that? So we already said, because of the factor of Tircha. But that's where Ika Shahos Bayom, of course. Because we don't say that the Suda could be Mevatel Mincha. Tircha could only, the factor of Tircha can only delay. But it can't be Oker. So therefore, based on that, what you see is one thing. That by Mincha Gedola, we say that the concept of Shahus Bayom exists. And now it's up to the Gavra to make a calculation and see, given his particular activity, whether it applies. But you are saying that from Mincha Gedola, that inherently there's an idea of Shahos Bayom. Now it's just a question in practicality whether it applies to your particular circumstances. If it does, Ein Mafsikin, we're not Matriach the person. But now, when you come to Mincha Ketana, that's the very question. And there are two logical ways to approach it. So what I want to say is like this, that the way Tosfos learns Lamaskana is that by Mincha Ketana, even by a Suda Ketana, we say, Mafsikin. What happened to, we're not Matriach, the guy. What happened to that factor? The answer is that Tosfos is learning that according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the halacha is that when Mincha Ketana comes, the Chachamim define Zman Mincha Ketana as Leka Shehos Bayam. That's how they define the Zman. Mincha Ketana, by definition, is Leka Shehos Bayam. So that's why you say Mafsikin. Because since it's Leka Shehos Bayam, then by definition, it's going to be Bittul Mincha. But you see, Tosfos concedes the fact that Ena Chanami, that if we would have learned, if there would be no Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and we would have established the Mishnah as being Mincha Ketana, then the truth of the matter is, we would not make that conclusion. Because there was another possibility, namely, that the Chachamim did not give a definition of Leka Shehos Bayom to that Zman. But rather, we would have left it in its, so to speak, natural state that a person has to make a calculation. That's why Tosfos doesn't think it's impossible to believe that. Because by Mincha Ketana, in fact, there is really Shehos Bayom, and the guy's only eating a Suda Ketana. So therefore, if we would have known that the Mishnah held that way, that in meaning that's Mincha Ketana, and we know the Lacha is Ein Mafsikin, then we would have realized that the Chachamim left. They never gave a definition of Leka Shehos Bayom to that Zman, and they simply would have left it to the calculation of each person as he's being Koveya Suda. I mean, that he's already involved in the Suda, I should say. Okay, even let's say Be'isser, right? Be'isser. Okay? That's the question. So that explains, see, that's why Tosfos is not bothered that Ena Chanami, if we would have learned the Mishnah this way, okay? So then we would have said this. But now that we're learning according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the way he formulates it, Tosfos is saying that his formulation is that by Mincha Ketana there is no Shehos Bayom. That's a definition. And that will also explain the difference between Mincha Gedolah and Mincha Ketana. Because by Mincha Ketana, they can give the Zman that definition. It's subject to such a definition. But it would not be credible to give such a definition like that to Mincha Gedolah. That's impossible. So that's why there is a clear-cut difference between Mincha Gedolah versus Mincha Ketana. But even with Mincha Ketana, there really are two logical possibilities. That's how Tosfos is learning. Yeah, David was adding, that's a good reason now why Rashi gave that lengthy explanation about the various minchas, because he really, one of the things he wants to point out there is why do they really practically never do Zman Karban Mincha past Mincha Ketana? Because they looked at that Zman already is you're getting yourself into a precarious situation. And therefore, based on that, that's why it lends itself to a definition of Leka Shehos Bayam. That's good. Yeah, the one thing just to point out needs a little, maybe a little explanation. He says, Hilkach muta lahaschil besuda katana samach lemincha gadola, vimischilu besuda gadola aim af seekin, afilu mishiagia zman mincha katana. What was that emphasis there? Aim afilu mishiagia zman mincha katana. Sounds like the rush was outruling the possibility that maybe it's true, you say, but that's when you're still dealing with the Zman of Mincha Gedola. And you started a Suda Gedola. But maybe when you get to Mincha Katana, something, it should change. No, the answer is it doesn't. Right? Am I, I think I'm correct to point that out, no? I'm asking, there's the Rush says that if you start a Suda Gedola, by Mincha Gedola, whatever, whether you start at Behet or Be'isr, I don't care where, doesn't make a difference to Tosis, we hold Eim Mafsikin. He says, Afilu Mishiagia LeMincha Katana. Right, you're at a wedding, and let's say you start at Behet or whatever. So we say Eim Mafsikin. You don't have to stop the Davin Mincha in the middle of the meal of the wedding. And now Mincha Katana comes along. So the Rush is saying, you might have thought that maybe you should stop now. No. Eim afsikin afilu mishigia zman mincha katana. You still say Eim afsikin. Yeah, okay. So Chaim, you're right about what the Havamina. The Havamina would have been like what we're saying. That you would have thought, maybe you would think, then now when the Zman Mincha Katana comes along, and now that Zman is defined as Lekha Shos by Yom, so now by definition, you have to be Mafsik. Because by definition, you're involved in Bittel Mincha, in being Oker Mincha, because it's Lekha Shos by Yom. So you must stop. You have to stop. Immediately, Miyad, as we said. What's the Maskana? No, that's not the formulation. The formulation is that Ika Shos Bayom, Aleka Shos Bayom, define is a definition insofar as the Achila is concerned. You know what I mean? In other words, when you're koveya this suda, if you koveya this suda, either before or during Mincha Gedola, so that zman says ika shos bayom. So that means that's the definition of this suda. It's a suda. The zman defines the suda. It's a suda that's an achila. Sheyesh bo shahos bayom. So that can't change. The Zman defines the nature of the Achila. So as long as it's an Achila that was nikva, related to either before, of course, Kal v'chomer, but even during Mincha Gedola. So that means it's a suda, by definition, sheyesh bo shahos bayom. And the only thing that can remove that is the guy's own personal calculation. But intrinsically, it's yesh shahos bayom vis-a-vis this activity. So the fact that now you get into Mincha Katana makes no difference. Mincha Katana doesn't change the nature of the suda. This suda started 2 hours ago. So it's a suda, sheyesh bo shahos bayom. So now the guy can use his own subjective calculation and say, all right, I'm going to be done by 5 o'clock. Shkia's at 6. No problem. The wedding's going to be over at 5 o'clock. What do I have to... No rushing here. Yeah. That's what I think it is. That's what the Rush is just pointing out. By the way, it comes out very good reason, by the way. I mean, practically, you know, it makes sense, the minig, that, you know, you daven mincha by the tish, by the tanayim and the ksuba. Because you're shortly going to go into a suda gadola. I'm saying it's more than just practical. You're going to go into a suda gadola. So it probably became a minig that they knew that. So even if you're makel, and there are shitas there, you'll take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, maybe we'll go through them. There are cooler shitas. We're just doing, just the rush and then the riff, but there are other shitas, and therefore there's a suda gadola, and less man de polig that a suda gadola is going to be usher by, first of all, some hold even by, you have a suda gadola by, even if it's mincha gadola, right? That's for first of all. And moreover, certainly by mincha katana. So it's a good, that minig makes sense. You can't leave that up to anything. Anyhow, just aside. Yeah. All right, let's stop here. Think about what we said. You want me to tell you guys have a few minutes? Should I tell you the Rashba, or should I wait till next week?